Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Yud Aleph, and this is the big sugya of Ger Katan. Again, a huge topic relating to converting Ketanim. Ger Katan, the Gemara says, Matbilin Oso Aldas Bezdin. Rav Huna says that we convert a Katan on the Das of Bezdin. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Im Ein Lo Av V'Imo Heviato Lizgayer Matbilin. De'en Lecha Ger Belo Mila B'Tfila. We have to have Mila and Tvila. And we convert him without real das, because as we know, usually the usual ingredients for geirus is mila, tefila, and kabbalas mitzvahs. Kabbalas mitzvahs lechore is a requirement, and here the kabbalas mitzvahs is not apparent because we're talking about a katan. So how is this as geirus taking place? So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna. And the Gemara says, "My kamashlo, what's the chiddush of that? That it's a zchus, zchusulo, v'zachal adam shlo b'fanav. We know zachal adam shlo b'fanav." So the Gemara says, "Ma'od tema, you would have thought, obey kachav mefkir and ichale. A guy wants to be a guy. Who says that it's a zchus to be a Jew? Kabash malon, that is only if he is already a gadol and he already tasted what it's like. Tom di isura. But a katan, it is a zchus. So it's considered a zchus to be a Jew, and therefore we can be mizake him." Adas Bezdin. And Tosfos here discusses, again, a major topic. Tosfos discusses, but if Zechiyas Bitam Shlichus, and a Katan is not in the world of Shlichus, so how is it possible that Zechiyah could work for a Katan? So this is a bit one of the big places in Shas where we talk about the relationship between Zechiyah and Shlichus. Tosfos has one day that says maybe it only works Midrabanan. Venira Lari to Hakanami, Zachala Midrabanan, Kedemrin and Hassam. Katan is Lezchi Midrabanan, of course, the Gemara Mesechas Bamitsia, and Daf Ayin Aleph. Or we say, no, Inami, Kivan to Bahach Zechiyah, Naase, Yisrael, Havelik Yisrael Gomer Le'inyin Zechiyah. No, he's considered a Yisrael Gomer. It said other Rishonim say this is a super Zechiyah. And if it's a super Zechiyah, it could work. Even if you hold Zechiyah is Bitam Shlichus. So this is a big source relating to adoption issues. Adoption of, we'll start off with the case of Ger Katan, which means converting a non-Jewish child, becoming Jewish. Adoption, obviously, there are Jewish children that are adopted too. If you look in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, and Choshe Mishpat, Simin Membeis, he has a big discussion of all of these issues. We'll talk about what that's doing there in Choshe Mishpat. But just a couple of Geirus issues, which is really the topic of our sugya. Ramosha, in Yaradeya, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, talks about all the different issues relating to adopting non-Jewish babies. Number one, they obviously need a Geirus. Right, the Ramosha has Bidvar Elu Alochim Yeladim Minachrim Legadlam Kibanim Shakarin Adoption Adoptirin. Right, he wrote this in 1954. Is when he wrote this this tshuva, and he wrote it. He writes Bidvar Elu Shalochim Yeladim Shenoldu Minachrim Legalam Kibanim Shakarin Adoptirin Echlis Nai Kine Tsrichim Geirus. Number one, Ramosha says they have to be converted. Obviously, they're not Jewish. Ubashrim Ketanim, Tzarech Lamulam, Ulahat Bilam Adas Bezdin, right? This Gemara is very halach lamaisa, if it comes up here. Lachain Tzarech Lahachin Gimel Anashim Ksherim. As the Gemara says in Mesechus Yavamis, you did a Bezdin. Ve'enam Krovim Zelazeh. It's a real Bezdin. It's not one of these, like we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah with Ataras Nedarim. No, this is a real Bezdin. Ve'enam Krovim Zelazeh Shem Yu Abezdin Lachavein Shahamila Tia Lageiris Lizakoso. The Geirus will be for a schus for him and for his life. Va'mo'al tzarech levarech lamul es ha-geirim. U'birchas la'achniso ala ein levarech. Right? It's not a mila of a Jew. It's mila of a geir. V'acharkach mevarech echad al ha-kos b'nusach. And he quotes the whole long nusach from the Gemara in Shabbos. Asher k'neshanim v'divar lamul es ha-geirim. Ol hatim enodam bris. Shibali dam bris lonis kaimu shamayim v'aretz v'chulu. As is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Mila. And then Ramosha says, V'tov Yoser, Shalolomar Atav Shuv Klum. Shouldn't say anything else. We shouldn't have the second paragraph like we always have at a bris. V'lo likro lo atav shem. Better not to call him a shame. Kimet Shadayin Mechusar Tevila. Because you can't be Tovel a baby when they're 7 days old. Ela kishe yigdal ksas, Achi he roi letovlo. Kshehu kshiye erach ben shtei shanim. 2 years old, Sha'oz Yitbalu Gamkein, Bimamad Bezdin, Shem Gam Gimel Anashim Ksherim, Sheyichdom Lakach, also Bezdin for the Tvila Viechab, Nalat Bilo, Lizakos Lashem Geirus, to do the Mila earlier, and do the Again, a baby who's not Jewish, also, there's no day eight for a bris mila, for a guy. It's whenever the geiris happens. But even when it's a very little baby, the tefillah can't be done, so you delay it, says Rav Moshe. Ube mikvah kshera, ula ayein, shalo yedavar chotzeitz bekufo, ube sa'aro, v'yasager, v'oz, and then, 2-3 years old, yikru lo shem v'yavarchuhu. Then, give him a shem and give him the bracha, kishem shenichnas. Oz benusach zeh. Right, you could say the Megadlo, says Ramosha, ki afshe be'etzem ha'yitzarach lomar ben Avram Avinu, even though you should say that, aval kivan sherotzeh ha'megadlo sheikar al shmo, yichol lasos kein. You could have the Megadlo, ki yicholin likro la'adam shu ben ha'megadel, ve'ein lochush lekilkol. The Shema Yekadesh Achas Mikrobia Magadol. What's the Hochshash? He wasn't Jewish. Rather, he has no relatives. Gershon is Gayer, Gajan Oladami. No, maybe he will pretend that he'll go over to one of the relatives of the Megadel, and they'll say, oh, you know, that's meaningless because he's the son. But really, there was a Chalos. The Ishto, the Yomru, Shein Kedushin Tovsin, Mishom She Yomru, Shu Benam. Delo Shchiach She Yekadshu Bizmanenu Krovos, Shein Kedushin Tovsin. Right? There's not no shash that he's going to go over to his sister. The Gam Heim Hayihiyu Mechrachim Legalos Lo, Kodem Shiaseh Ben Yud Gimel Shana. But also, as our Gemara says, Higdilu Yecholon Limchos. He's going to have to find out about his situation before he turns 13. And we're going to wait till he's 20, 30, and then he's going to find out. You don't want to wait till then, and then he'll retract. He won't be able to get married until he knows this. And so he goes through the whole nusach, exactly what is said. But says Rav Moshe, what if somebody's embarrassed? They don't want to wait till they're 2 years old. V'mizbayshu v'lo yirtzu sheyidchu kriyas Hashem ad achar atfila. If they would be embarrassed to push the kriyas Hashem until a couple years later, yicholim likra lo shem gam tekef achar amila. You could call a baby the name right away. Avol tov l'dalek tevas liyisrael. Ela lomar kemas yelan azeh, because he's not Yisrael yet. He didn't go in the mikvah yet. V'ikari shemo. Maybe he can just mumble something so nobody knows. Ploni meploni, vizeo akatan gadol yeh, v'ikanis letfila, l'kdushas Yisrael, l'toro l'chubo l'masim tovim. Kshidak ksas, atshe yiroi l'tovlo, yitbulu ma'amad bezdin, again. V'aldaitam yechavna l'chavras geiris. What if she's a girl? So you can't do milas. So what do you do at the beginning? V'im haya yalda, ein likro l'ashem atshe tegadol ksas. Shetei ru'uya l'tbila, v'yitbulu ma'amad bezdin. V'aldaitam l'chavras geiris, same thing. V'az yikro l'ashem. Take a bacharat tevila. V'yitzorach lachakos al yom kriya. Ki b'shas ha-tevila adif. V'gabki yitzarchu l'galos la. Also you have to tell her. Kodem she'asa gedola. Until before she's 12. So that's for Moshe. Important tshuva. Aleph kuf samach aleph. He does add at the end of the following tshuva, which is also about adopter and kinder in 1957, where he says he doesn't recommend it. And like other poskim also, the imleit sasi, he says at the end of that tshuva, tishmu ein tzorech lahachnis zera nachrim ki ein bazeh shum tzorech v'tachlis v'rak kishabog gam me'atzmo lehisgayer l'shem shoyim tzorech lekablo. Right, we don't look for gerim just like adults. Right, we learned in Maseches Yevamos, we don't look for gerim. If somebody comes, we even push them away. And here, surely, again, there are plenty of Jewish children that need homes. To have a non-Jewish child coming in, there's no need that we should push it. If you look in Rav Sternbach writes in Shuvas Hagos and Chelik Dalitz and Reish Lam and Aleph, he is not as forceful in terms of telling them. And once they, especially in this kind of case where there's nobody else in the world that would take care of them. So what? They're going to say, they're going to build Moche, and then what? If there's a family that will take care of them, fine, but here there's no this is their family. The family are these Orthodox Jews. So he was asked, Nidrashti, Lasher Shaluni Odoz Yalda Nachris, Shemishpacha Shal Charedim Imtsuha Ki Yalda Shalahem, right, a from family adopted, Vigirua Bekatnusa, Vyakshav Yimis Kareves Lagil Bas Mitzvah, Haim Chayavin Lodia, Shechol Limchos. Does this apply to Oshe etzem hisnahagusa ki Yehuda maspik. Or they just acting like a Jew is enough. But she says no. Verutzonam lahalimi mena shehi giyo resimu metzes v'tapshich lachshov shehi bita mamish. They don't want to tell her. They want her to think that she's their daughter. Ubekagon nido zesh lafaneu shu muumatz. L'chora says, and this is why you need a posei kador in this type of situation. This is not for the everyday poskin. The Sturmbach here has to say, what, are you going to tell me this halakha doesn't apply today in this type of situation? So he says, in this type of situation, l'chora borur, he says, Kimat eino yocho mibchina mitziutit lisarev lihishar yudik shurak ben yudgimel. What, at 12, 13 years old, he's going to be misarev. Sha'az alo yishar bodeid ba'olam b'li mishpacha. He won't have anybody in the world. V'yachshavu k'ben eitzel mishpacha yudis umakabu miyam es kol tzrachav. He gets everything he needs. V'af im nimko sheba alma nechshav yehudi rak im no dio shiyachol limchos. In general, obviously, this halacha applies. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. That's normal if a whole family converts and they're going to love, and they're his real family, let's say a whole family converts, including the young children. So Higdilu, Yeti, tell them, because they're going to love him no matter what, because they're his family and they're his biological family. But here, this is a different type of case. This is an adopted family. B'mu'umatz debarur lano shayaskim lo hechmiru b'din zechiya shalo. The Azlinan Basar Anan Sahadi, says Rav Sternbach. Shem Higdil Eno Yachol Lamaisa Limchos. Main Sarach was a Kabbalah before Daf. You don't need an actual positive Kabbalah, but it's an Anan Sahadi. We're allowed to use this to substitute. And then he quotes Pashtas Lashon and Gemara Ger Katan Higdilu Yachol Limchos Mashma Zio Efsharis Limchos Aval Ein Sricha Kabbalah Smitzvos Chiyuvis Kishe Higdila. This is a possibility that when they get bigger, they can. But it doesn't mean that you'd have a positive requirement. V'mamshicha azlin hok b'yehudis b'yadus, if she could, they continue be acting like a Jew, nirat possession, ichala umol agiris, it works. And then he quotes, you look in some Rishonim here, you don't get that message for sure, but this is what he poskens. V'nirashim nagu b'mitzvos b'meshach zman ma. So here he doesn't think there is a need, and then he quotes other a story. He says that Anan Sadi Bavade Lo, if you have a case where everybody together converted like a family, then he says fine, then they're not going to reject him at all, and they're not going to be mafrid from him. And that's what Chazal were talking about. Mashiach Mir Chazal Odio Haino O Bimizgayer Im Mishpachto Shalo Yizriku Af Im Ratzo Im Yirtzalios Goy. The other opposed to Akavda Emo Macha Akim Mizgayer Beli Mishpachto Akrova. But it's Bezdin. But here he thinks in a case of Muumat She'ein Lo Bayis Ukrovim Milvad Me'amtzav Vurak Ben Yud Gimel Ein Lachan Ansadi Kamohu She'ashkav Ya'achshav Yaskim V'nasa Oz Yehudi B'Shas Akadus. And therefore, he says that's what he paskins in this in this case. Interesting discussion in the poskim. What if a family is not frum? Right? We say in this Gemara, Zachan Ladam Shlobafanov, and there's a zechiah to be a Jew. The question is there a zechiah to be a Jew? How far does that go? Is it just to be a Jew? That's a zchus. What if he's not doing mitzvahs? So one might say, and this is what. In the Chuvis, Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, he writes this in Simen Lamed Zayin. In Chelek Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin, he says, it's not a schus in this case. It's not a schus. He says the story, it says a couple from Israel went to Argentina. He has a story. And they, V'lacho Sham Yalda Goya La'amsa, they got a non-Jewish girl to adopt, and now, Rotzim L'Gayer, they want to be Megayer the Yalda, and she's a year old, can they be Megayer? So he has two parts. He says, if they are not frum, then there is no way to be Megayer. Ima Ishva Ishainim Shomer Torah Mitzvos, Bevadi Yeshal L'Gayer, that's not a schus. V'gam afilu b'dieved l'chal l'gayeris. Right, Shari Koma, Shiholim L'Gayer Gerko. A separate question is, what if the Bezdin for Gayeris, for an adult, knows that they're not going to be frum? So does that Gayeris work? Does that Gayeris work? Is that a real Kabbalah mitzvah? So they allowed to do that. Okay, but here it's about a baby, and he's not going to, or she's not going to be able to model what her parents do. Kol ma shichol megar ger katan al das bez de mishum des chusulo shemachnisim oso tachas kanfei hashchina v'hacha kiva dehem edem shomer Torah mitzvos. They are not shomer Torah. Lo yigadol oso la Torah mitzvos. They won't be megadol her to Torah mitzvos. V'lo rak zchusu delo havi. Not only will this not be a zchus, ela the havi od chovetz. Terrible. Why? Shemhai sanachris, if she was not Jewish, she only has a couple of mitzvahs to do, and she's ptur from an onesh. V'yatei mechayvim oso bel onshim, bevadai lo chal ageris. The geris is not going to be chal. If they are from, so then it would work, he goes through, and that would be able to function. Other poskim, you know, are not as convinced. There are other major poskim that talk about them, maybe Ramosha. I seem to say that. No, just by definition of big Jewish, it still is a schus. Again, it might not work out. A couple of days ago, I think we had a discussion, a love this year, about defining also. We had Zachin Mei Adam and Zachin La Adam that gets into how do you define a schus. Then we had that Ran. The Ran says in Maseches Gittin, a little schus that might turn into a big chova, right? By Prizval, the Lov has to have a little land. So if the Malve will be Mazaka, a little land to the Lov, that's a schus. But in that way, then he'll be able to collect all the loans, which is a chova. Okay. But so this is a discussion in the Poskim. And again, as I said, Poskim generally are against adopting the non-Jewish babies. They can stick with the Jewish ones. There are many halachic issues that come up, obviously, with adopted children. Again, this is summarized by that Nishmas Avram in Choshev Mishpat. So what is this doing in Choshev Mishpat? Because if you look in Choshev Mishpat, it's the end of Simin Membeis. The end of Simin Membeis, the Ramah quotes, what happens if Misha Magadol Yasom B'toch Beiso, somebody who is raising an orphan, the Kasav Alav Bishtar Bini, and he writes in the Shtar, my son, O Yasom Kasav Alav Magadol Avi, he writes, my father or my son, O Imi Lo Mikri Mezuyif. That's not called a mistake in the shtar v'kasher. He grows by father or my son. Hoel v'gidluhu roi lichtov kach. Because he was megadol him, it's right to write that. Because that is what halacha considers. Kol megadol yasom b'toch beso ki'ilu yaldo. Right, that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah in a tshuva also, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, an important tshuva where he talks about there was a grandson that was brought up by his grandfather, and he wants to say Kaddish for him. And in those days, in certain places, obviously there was only one person saying Kaddish, and he had to choose, be part of the rotation. The Ramah says he should be part of the rotation, because it's the grandfather raised him, Ki'ilu Yaldo, and besides the fact that it's a grandson, even if it was a stranger, you get the impression. He wants to say Kaddish for him. He has a turn in the Kaddish. It's a huge mitzvah. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Yotes, talks about raising a Yasom. But again, this is now going to, let's say, a Jewish Yasom, which is not our sugya of Ger Katam, but it also relates to adoption. If you look in the Chazon Yechezkel, in Chazon Abramsi, in his Hakdama to the Tosefta on Yevamos, so he discusses this, and he writes that, you know, there's obviously a partnership, as the Gemara says, Nida, between the parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those who, and he has a beautiful idea that he says parents first have the obligation and the privilege of legadlam, and then lechancham, and then lechachmam. He goes through every stage of life. There's another charge for the parents to educate, to give wisdom, to guide. And he says towards the end of that Akdama that even the parents who can't have, weren't so good to have children, they themselves, if they adopt, which is even greater, he says, than just paying for someone else, because they have the pain and the heartaches and the challenges within their own house. He says that is something that you know, has the same schar and the same challenges as one who has a biological child. So it's a huge mitzvah. But obviously there are various halachic issues, yichud and negia. All of those are much discussed. There's a very powerful tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, which many argue on. But Tzitz Eliezer says if they are adopted, let's say for yichud and negiyah purposes, if they are adopted at a very, very young age, and they treat, it's like a family member. It's like a real father and mother relationship, because they've grown together in such a environment, then he says there is flexibility in terms of yichud and chibuk v'nishuk. And he says, if you don't give this hat, if you don't let people know it, then you're just, people aren't going to want to adopt. right? Children that need families because they know at a certain point there'll be yichud issues, there'll be chibut nigia issues. Again, many other poskim do not rely on this, but he says, what could I do? I have to say something, and not to be soger haderech lifnei yiladim umlalim. Shalo yeilam doresh umavakish mibatim. It's a very important tshuva of the Tzitzis Eliezer in Chelek Vav of his tshuvas. But again, not all agree. Big sugyas. But again, this is some of the issues that relate to Ger Katan. We will stop here.